Amos Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're moving on now as we continue the oracles. We've seen Aram, Gaza, and Tsar. And by the way, the point where Tsar handed us over to Edom, some of the Mefarshim suggest that this is the time of the second Beis HaMikdash when the Romans destroy the second Beis HaMikdash. The Romans identified with Edom. That's when Tsar hands us over. And it's also interesting that Dr. Mendel Hirsch, son of Rav Shamshal Fall Hirsch, suggests that it's actually worse, even though we didn't talk about their exile at the end of their little section. He says, when it comes to selling the Jews to distant lands, it was not for greed for gain, but solely hate. The real motive for Tsar's delivering the Jewish people into the hands of Edom. So on the one hand, it seemed a little less harsh than the others. But Dr. Hirsch suggests maybe it was even worse because here we were brothers, and then you hate us. Speaking of which, to Edom we go. Ko amar Hashem, pasuk yud aleph, al shlosha pishei Edom. Edom sinned three times. Yal arba lo ashivenu. But I'm not going to recant on the fourth one. I'm not going to allow the fourth one to pass unremarked. Now, Edom and Yaakov, Esav and Yaakov, have had a complicated relationship from the very beginning when they were struggling in the womb to see who was going to be born. The prophecy to Rivka in my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Parshas Toldos, Shnei Le'umim Mime Ayich Yiparedu, said there are two nations in your womb and they're separated and they're going to strive against each other and the older will serve the younger. So when one goes up, the other one goes down, as Yitzchak Avinu blessed Esav with what he had left after Yaakov, quote unquote, stole the bracha. So the relationship between Yisrael and Esav, Yisrael and Edom, is going to be fraught all the way throughout time. When we're in the Midbar under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, they won't let us in even to get food or water or supplies or passage to go anywhere, even though we are not going to touch any of their heritage or their land, but they want us out. We know that they are subdued, Edom, by David HaMelech, but eventually comes the descendants of David. Edom ends up gaining its freedom from the governors that Malchus Yehuda appointed over it. And then there's some hatred there, and the hatred is going to go through this Churban Second Beis HaMikdash, and if you identify the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, with Edom, then through today as well. What's the fourth one? Al Radfo Bacherev Achiv. Because he pursued his brother with a sword, Vishiches Rachamov, and destroyed their mercy. Whatever qualities of mercy Edom had, he destroyed. He cast off all compassion. By Yitrof Lo Adapo, and this is really more detailed than the other nations. And his anger perpetually tore at him. Toref is like an animal of prey tearing apart its prey. And so Edom is a victim of its own terrible rage at all times. Edom, red one, who always was out killing, Esav, the origin of this. Ve'evraso shimara netzach. And he held on to his wrath forever. Edom has been stoking hatred for Klal Yisrael for millennia. Not just dozens of years, not just centuries, but millennia. And Rabbi Et Shalom makes a very perceptive remark, condemning not war crimes and brutality, but rather poisonous, corrosive attitudes. This prophecy should have had an even more profound impact on the audience in Malchus Yisrael, in Shomron, in Samaria. Israel are not accused of brutality or threshing the pregnant women of their enemies. The way that our enemies do to us, as we see in Eicha, what they did to us. It is as if the ancient prophecy about Edom Yisrael still awaits resolution. V'rav yavod so'ir, the older will serve the younger one. We're waiting and waiting and waiting. Shilach t'yesh b'seimon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps up the Edom section. I am going to send my fire into Teman, the great city of Edom, Ba'achla Armanos Batsra, and it will consume the palaces of Batsra. This is the land of Edom that borders on Eretz Yisrael. What are the three sins that were overlooked to now? So some of the Mefarshim identify them as the three cardinal sins. Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. And the fourth one is the fourth one that's going to be punished. So it could be that all of them are guilty of the three major sins, but that the way they treat Klal Yisrael is going to fetch their doom. Interesting here also, no exile promised for Edom, but that might mean that they're completely wiped out. Now Yud Gimel, Amon. Ko Amar Hashem, Al Shlosha Pisha V'nei Amon, for the three transgressions of the B'nei Amon that I was willing to overlook or forbear, B'al Arba Lo Ashivenu, but the fourth one I'm not going to allow to pass. Al Bikam Haros HaGilad, because Al Bikam Haros HaGilad is interesting in terms of what it means. The text says they ripped up the pregnant women, Haros, Hayrayon, of Gilad, which is truly bloodthirsty, to tear out the unborn child, Laman Harchives Givulam, in order simply to enlarge their borders. So to expand their border, they do terrifying things to Klal Yisrael. This is kind of a scorched earth. Now, Haros is pregnant women. Harim are mountains. Gilad was known for its Harim. But if it's the Haros who are being destroyed, that's pretty terrible. We know that Nachash Melech Amon, we have a fragment. This is interesting, from the Dead Sea Scrolls at Qumran. And they have a fragment of Sefer Shemuel that says, Nachash Melech Amon grievously oppressed the people of Gad and Reuven, gouged out their right eyes, and tortured them. So it could be that Nachash Melech Amon, if this variety text has any authority of any kind, means that they did war crimes of terribly grievous nature and a very bloodthirsty nature. V'itzati esh b'chomas Rabbah, I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, of their city. V'achla armanoseha, it will consume its palaces. Please excuse the squeaky child next door. B'sruah b'yom milchoma b'sa'ar b'yom sufa, there will be a shout on the day of battle when Amon is going to fall, and a tempest on the day of the whirlwind. The intensity of the battle is going to be like a natural disaster. Tesvav, finishing the perek, v'holach malkom bagola, and their king will be sent out into exile. Not only will the land be conquered, but the king is going to be thrown out. Hu v'sarav yachdav, he and his princes together, Amar Hashem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what happens when you are cruel and plunder and attack and massacre children, is that compounding all of your misdeeds is going to then result in a more grievous treatment of you, like a violent hurricane.